Hey, families, we are glad that you are with us today. This is Coffee with the Counselors, and if you are new to District 3, we do this segment every month, or try to do it every month, where we bring some issues that parents might face with students in elementary school. And I am Tanya Barber. I am the school counselor at Star Elementary.
I'm Andrea Lawless, the school counselor at Flat Rock Elementary.
And I'm Robin Richardson, the counselor at Ava Elementary.
So we always have our coffee cups, and we are going to talk about those just for a quick second. Usually they have meaning behind them. Today, we just have coffee cups. Thankful to Andrea for my loaner.
Same. Thank you, Andrea. It says, make time for joy.
And mine says, go get them, Tiger.
Oh, that's cute. It's a great way to start a new year.
That's right. We need some good starts.
We do need some good starts. I actually borrowed mine from my dad's house. You know when you go somewhere and you have like a favorite cup or a favorite blanket or something? Well, this is my favorite cup there, and I just brought it home.
You don't really have to take it back if it's from your own parents.
Right. It's yours to keep now, right?
You know, it makes me think of him. So surely I get to keep it, right?
Absolutely. But it's funny, though, that, like, I had a favorite coffee cup growing up, too. And now that you mention it, I might be having to go into my mom's house.
You
want to
go get it?
Want to go get my coffee cup?
I don't have one at my parents' house, but I have one at our house.
And we were only allowed to have coffee on Sundays.
Oh, we didn't drink coffee.
We got to have, and it was really more milk than anything. But my brother had the little white skinny one, and I had the short fat one. But I always, that's just a fond memory. So
yeah, that's sweet.
That's sweet. You have your favorite coffee cup. I'm going to have to go beg me madre for a coffee cup.
Yes.
One day, one of your
boys is going to steal your favorite coffee cup.
Yes.
Hide it. I'm going to have to hide it. Nobody else drinks out of it because it's like a little petite cup. So nobody else really likes to drink out of it, but it is my favorite. But, okay.
So today we are going to talk about the role of the school counselor at an elementary level. Of course, it is different at a middle school and high school level. So what does a school counselor do at your child's elementary school?
So one of the big things that we do as a whole, and I like to call it preventative, right? So classroom guidance. So once a month, some schedule in out or the other, I know we all kind of differ a little bit, but at least once a month, your child and their classmates come to us for a 30, 40, 50-minute lesson on topics that we feel are relevant or topics that their teacher has shared with us. It could be about mindfulness. It could be about being brave. I think this month for my kiddos, we're going to talk about the younger kiddos. We're going to talk about emotions and how emotions look and colors and things like that. So just a different topic every month. We do career awareness. We do testing anxiety for the upper kiddos as we get closer to testing time. What are some of the other ones? Like being a friend, making friends.
Conflict resolution.
Oh, yes. That's a big one. Yes. Personal space. So I do. Yes. We do like a little, you know, boundaries, those types of
and
things.
And I do one that shows the difference between what rude behavior is, mean behavior, and bullying behavior.
Yeah, that's a good one we all kind of try to touch on. Yes. So just different topics that are relevant to the age of your kiddo and needs that their teachers have shared or things that we've seen throughout the building. So that's once a month for everyone. And we call that classroom guidance.
Yes. And then we have opportunities to do, and again, we do some different things at the different locations that we have, but we have opportunities to do small group guidance and then, of course, individual. And some of the small group guidance could be lunch groups.
Yes.
I do lunch groups with my fifth graders, but I do girls one day and boys the next day. Some of our small groups, we might poll the classrooms and see kind of what some needs are. Last year, I had a lot of students who had lost family members, and I felt like there was a real big need to do a 6-session grief counseling small group setting for those kids. Dealing with anger, there's kids who get frustrated really easy, so that could be some small group stuff that we might do with the kiddos.
Right. I know meeting with the teachers through the MTSS process has helped me come up with a lot of small group topics because you see trends or you see children that are dealing with the same difficulties, whether it be behavior or expressing their feelings mm-hmm. or getting along. And so I've made some groups based on that.
Yes. And then, of course, if we're ever needed in an emergent situation or for one-on-one counseling, we're available for that too. Just depends on the kid's needs. And then the teachers know that if a kid comes to them with a concern that they are having a hard time dealing with it at that point in time, that, you know, we all have a system of how to get in touch with us or how to send kids to us, but we are always there for the kids if they need one-on-one guidance as well.
Right. And we will always take requests from parents too. I know we each get calls from parents mm-hmm. or emails from parents that yeah. are asking for advice or for our assistance, and we're always available that way.
Oh, yeah, and I'm a big hugger, so... You know, I've had a few parents recently say, my kid was crying going into school. Will you go check on them? And so I'm even that person that'll go give them a big hug and tell them that, you know, it's they don't have okay. long until it's time to go back home. And I always text or message that parent back and tell them that by then they're usually smiling.
That's yeah. right. So, I have one little kindergartner, and his parent tells him, I'm going to come get you after Related today. And Related's like pretty early for them.
Yeah.
And she doesn't come back to get him, but he also doesn't know how to tell time. So he ends up, after he gets out of the car, he's okay. But I think that's how most of us have spent a lot of our mornings here recently yeah. with school just starting back, is just that adjustment, especially for our four-year-olds and our five-year-olds. Oh, and yes. then any new kids come into the community or to the district, mm-hmm. just trying to get them settled. So we do whole group, small group, individual, but then like Miss Barber was saying, like any emergent type situations mm-hmm. where it's just, I just need you to check in on them that day, or grab them for a little bit and talk to them.
You know, I know one thing too that we do when we talk about school safety, because that is everybody's number one priority over and above academically getting our children ready, is just keeping them safe while they're with us. And I'm not sure, you know, what their roles are, but I know at STAR, usually that first week of school, I team up with the SRO, and he and I go around and we do lessons on intruder safety. And we remind them of fire drills and what to do in case of a tornado. And I like to be with him, especially when he is with our younger kids, because it's hard to explain that to a four-year-old or a five-year-old, especially if they've never been in a school setting. And so I like to kind of, you know, have a little book that we read, and then we go over some of the terms they might hear. And so helping them understand school safety and what it's about in our buildings and what to do and where to go, and knowing that no matter what, they're going to be loved, and no matter what, they're going to be taken care of, is something that's also important to our jobs.
I agree.
And then the last thing I think, and I know there's other things we could probably sit here and talk all day, things mm-hmm. we do or, you know, that. But then working with the teachers and the families, just mm-hmm. Being that kind of liaison if a parent has a concern, just getting everybody that works with that student to the table and just kind of work through those types of things, whether it be academically, behaviorally, socially, emotionally, those types of things. So just kind of being there for the teachers as well, not only the kids and the parents, but then the teachers too, just kind of being a tool or maybe giving them some resources mm-hmm. on what they could try in their classroom.
Mm-hmm. And I think we have a lot of tools at our discretion that we can use, so that, you know, I have some that have come to me already this year that are like, you know, he's having a hard time focusing and those kinds of things. And I have little, you know, fidgets and all kinds of little things, and we'll try this and try this. And, you know, because for what might work for one kid might not work for somebody else. So we have lots of resources that we can pull from for our teachers to use with their students that might be given, that school might be just giving them a little bit of a run for their money, especially if they're new. Right. If they're transitioning, it might be they're in one of those grade levels that are changing classes, mm-hmm. and that's an adjustment. So we're there for the child, the whole child, not just academics. We're the social people.
Yes, yes. So let's talk about some things that we don't do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's true.
We don't just see kids when they're in trouble.
No, that's why
I mean, we do.
Yeah. We do.
But we don't.
But I love it when they come to your room and before they hit the door, they're like crying. I'm like, what are you crying for? I don't want to be in trouble. I'm like, this isn't the trouble room. This is not the trouble room. This is the talk it out. Yeah, yeah. This is the talk it out room. And hopefully we can kind of work through it so you don't have to go to the trouble room.
The trouble room.
Across the hallway. No.
That's right. Well, also, we wish we had a magic wand.
Mm-hmm. I wish.
And we could fix everything and all the problems. But even the things that we have and the resources that we have available to us sometimes don't fix the problems either. So trying to help find solutions. And then if we can't fix the problem, then how can we cope with the problem?
That's right.
So helping our students and our teachers, if we can't fix something, then how can we work around it? But we can't, like, make things go away magically.
Right. Yeah. I wish we could, but we can offer a lot of support, like you said, and we can teach coping skills for those problems. And parents and kids too, you can reassure them that when they do come and talk to us or problem solve with us, you can know that we are not going to share your business or the details of those problems with other people in the school or in the community. Mm-hmm. We do adhere to a strict code of confidentiality as long as someone is not being hurt.
Right.
Yeah. And I think we do try, especially at the beginning, to really, whether we're meeting with our kids as whole group or in a small group or individually, really push what that word confidentiality means to the kids. Because I know that is such a big word for our littles. Mm-hmm. But just letting them know that, you know, what they do say to us stays with us unless someone is getting hurt or hurting themselves, and then judging too from the parents, you know. So a lot of times I feel like we get called in as in a rescue mission type, you know, and I wish that the parent would have reached out sooner.
Right.
So that we could have offered them the resources. But I do think sometimes people think, well, I don't want them to judge me as a parent or as a person. Mm-hmm. And just know that that's not our role as counselors to judge you or your situation. And before it gets dire or before it gets to a level where, you know, we aren't part of the solution anymore, we really wish you would just reach out to us and let us try to help, whether it be, you know, emotionally, physically. Yes. I mean, you know, there's different resources that we do have as counselors, and we would love to try to help you and your family before you get yourself in a situation.
Well, I think also just supporting the families as well. Like, I know that our job's there to support the kids, but in many cases, as parents, we've all taken our kids to the doctors before, and we've all found out, oh my goodness, my kid has ADHD, or, you know, my kid might have just been diagnosed with diabetes or something. And then you as a parent, you're trying to figure out how to deal with that and how to cope with it. And then, oh my goodness, what do we do about school? And so a lot of times parents call us just to seek support too. And so, you know, there's many times that I've been on the phone and a parent's been upset, and my job's been to try to just calm them down and reassure them that we got your kid while they're here at school, and we're going to be, you know, their best cheerleader, and we're going to help them through this. And so many times parents feel overwhelmed, just like students feel overwhelmed. And I think we're there for them when they feel that way also.
Yes.
Yes. I agree. And parents, when you reach out, if we can't, if there's something we can't do, or if we see that it is going to require more time than what we can give or more specialized help, we have plenty of resources. Mm-hmm. Our district has a mental health counselor that we can refer you to, or we can, of course, provide resources in the community as well to make sure that you get whether you need, whether it's from us or someone else.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So, just so you know, we do have other episodes of Coffee with the Counselor that we have recorded previously in the years past, and those are some really good episodes, internet safety, helping with homework. I think there was one about anxiety.
Yes,
and then dealing with grief. So there are other podcasts out there of ours that you are more than welcome to go and listen to. But again, today we're talking about what school counselors do at the elementary level for parents and how we can support you, as well as how we can support our students.
And if you ever have any questions or need us, give us a call at Your Child School, and we'll be more than happy to help you out.
That's right. And we've enjoyed having you today. Join us for Coffee with the Counselors.
See you next time.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to our Coffee with the Counselors podcast, produced by Anderson School District 3. If you have questions for our counselors or suggestions for future topics, visit acsd3.org to contact our counselors directly.